The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
It's just going to be like up high.
This is the last Evening Show podcast of the year. Thank you very much for downloading it, Producer Vin. Are you feeling, are you emotional?
Oh, very.
I talk about this.
Holding this podcast up for 12 months.
I talk about this quite a lot. It's like that Billy Connolly joke about the man who's been kicked out the door and just doesn't ever quite catch his feet in the ear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We feel a bit like that,
don't
we?
It's a bit hamster wheel, isn't it?
It is. It's been madness. But this last one's a good one as well. Quite a lot of good stuff on here. Jaded Bird. Now, I thought we would deputise a little bit, give Jack Wood a little chance to shine. He had her on the show, didn't he, when I was off on holiday?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He covered for you and he had a lovely little chat with her. So we've got a little bit of that.
She's a firecracker, isn't she? And classic album from Monday night, Manic Street Preachers. A massive slice of nostalgia going back 20 years to 1998. And I think at that time, an album that probably cost me in the region of about 150 quid in singles.
Yeah, well, because they had all the little B-sides and album tracks.
Japanese imports.
CD, yeah, yeah,
yeah. CD tracks. For anybody who's younger who's listening, just ask your mum and dad about it. It was an expensive time. You had to buy the album. You bought the four singles from it. Mm-hmm. Then you bought the Japanese import version of it. Then you bought the live version of it.
Or just so you'd have like a slightly different guitar line on like one of the tracks.
Exactly. And you wondered why they all lived in castles.
Yeah.
It's all explained. And as well as that, I've got my review of Paul McCartney on Friday night in Glasgow last week at the Hydro, which was one of the best shows I have ever been to see. And a bit of Foo Fighters news as well, just to polish it off. Who's one of the biggest McCartney fans in the world? Just add a little bit of information for you. Please enjoy the Evening Show podcast.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
Really excited about this one again. Manic Street Preachers, This Is My Truth, Tell Me Yours. Taking me back to my last year of school, 1998, September 98. That's 20 years ago. I think I was just on my way off to university. Spent 3 months working in a newspaper. And I remember, this dates it, I had it on cassette in my car. How about that? If you don't know what a cassette is, ask your mum and dad if you're listening in. Anyway, it debuted at number one in the UK, went gold in the first week it was out. And guess who it knocked off number one? A big band like Oasis? Was it Blur? No. Steps. They were number one. Crime, but they've rescued it there. Brilliant. So the collector's edition's out now. The band are playing the album in full at Cardiff Castle next June. That will be incredible. A homecoming gig. I saw Stereophonics do a similar thing. It will be brilliant, come rain or shine. Now, the Manics, they were already a big, big band. The last album before that, Everything Must Go, was a huge commercial and critical success. But This Is My Truth showcased them in a different light. A lot more melodic, less aggressive, really was a cracking bit of work. How about these for some tracks on it as well? If you tolerate this, your children will be next. You Stole the Sun from My Heart, The Everlasting, Tsunami, Be Natural. Some brilliant tunes on there. Now, the first Manics album, with some lyrics written just by Nicky Wire. He took full responsibility for the words. James Dean Bradfield, Sean Moore, the drummer, they wrote all the music. Now, there are cleaner guitars, more strings, more keyboards, less heavy than they were before. But when I speak to musicians, they always talk about how good James Dean Bradfield is as a guitar player. And this was apparently influenced by John Frusciante, by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Like I say, speaking to an A&R man recently, and he said that James Dean Bradfield really is up there as one of the best guitarists of his generation. Not just the people in the music industry, though, the critics loved it too. AllMusic called the album a strangely effective fusion of string-drenched, sweeping arena rock and impassioned, brutally honest punk rock. How about that for a review? I tell you another thing about it as well. It reminds me of a very expensive time, because I was working in a doctor's surgery, earning a few quid, and I used to spend it all on singles, because bands around that time, like Oasis, always had two or three extra B-sides on there, and the Manics were terrible. I say terrible for it. They were good for it. But you get Japanese imports as well, and I think I spent a fortune around then and around this album. So yeah, it was worth it, because they are collector's items now. So let me know your memories of this brilliant album. This Is My Truth, Tell Me Yours, 83936 and at Radio X. So two from that album for you right now, if you tolerate this in just a second. But now, You Stole the Sun from My Heart.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X.
Manic Street Preachers, This Is My Truth, Tell Me Yours. How good was that? If you tolerate this, your children will be next. The first single that got to number one, how about that as well? Inspired by the Spanish Civil War, plenty of Welsh volunteers joined up to fight for the Spanish Republic, and Nicky Warr, a very bright man, found that fascinating. He was also inspired by that Clash song, Spanish Bombs. It's the only Manic single that got released in America, which came as a bit of a surprise when I found that one out tonight. Guess who our massive fans were? Radiohead. Tom York would occasionally sing the lyrics from the song on stage when he was playing Everything in Its Right Place. I should mention the music in the background at this point, actually. That's The Everlasting, a remix by the Stealth Sonic Orchestra. I've Not Lost My Mind. It's great, isn't it? It was on the CD single. It's a great example of how the Manics got more orchestral and melodic. You also heard You Stole the Sun From My Heart, which was the third single, and the band described it as a mix of New Order and Nirvana. The drums have got a little sample of a pinball machine. I'm going to have to listen back to see if I can hear it. Got to pick that one out. Fascinating stuff. That's mental, isn't it? Brilliant stuff. The album got its title from a speech given by Welsh Labour politician Nye Bevan, the very famous Nye Bevan, originally simply going to be called Manic Street Preachers. But Nye Bevan, he was the health minister who was the founder of the National Health Service. Nicky Wire's a clever man, isn't he? Some lovely messages from you tonight as well. Jamie Spence, rocking the Manic's best album tonight makes up for not broadcasting the Ashcroft stuff tonight. We'll apologise for that, but maybe you'll get something later on. Who knows? Listen out for that. Lovely bit of Manic's. A message from Graham, the Hibs fan as well, saying that's a favourite of the Hibs fans for some reason. Brilliant stuff. That was your classic album tonight. This is My Truth. Tell me yours.
Radio X. Gordon Smart. Radio X.
Jade Bird. She came in for a bit of a blather when I was off, and I'm still upset about it.
You were on your holiday, so yes. Jack Wood was covering on the evening
show.
Yeah,
and you know what? It's always a good chance to give the youth policy a mention. Jack Wood's brilliant, isn't he? Really good.
Well, he loved it. They had a lovely time. And like I said, like I keep saying to you, I'm sure we will get Jade back in again. But I thought we could have a little listen to Jack's interview.
Yeah, Jack did really well with her. He's a very good interviewer, and he got her, God, so comfortable, she managed to do some impressions for him.
I saw you do just with you and the guitar at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
There was someone with quite a thick Southern American accent, and you were sort of going into it constantly. Are you one of these people that mimics accents when you hear it?
I tend to offend a couple of people, yes, that's true. I got a few buddies of mine down south.
Impeccable, I'd say. Do you work on accents when you're just born on the road?
Yeah, my dad did them all the time as a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, he was in the army, and it's a bit of an army thing to do. I think they just do loads of different accents. So, like I said, I just grew up with it all the time in the house. It was like skits. Now it's just like a nervous thing. People always look at me a bit bizarre when I first get into a room or a conversation, because it just straight away comes out.
What's one of your favourite ones to go into then? Because you do a really good Australian one.
Australian, mate. Yeah, I'm all right at that. I did, you know, it was interesting, because I went to Australia for the first time, only for a few days, and they were like, don't do the accent, you know, they might get a bit buzzed. Yeah. And then straight, I mean, it was the first conversation, like, Barramundi, you know.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart. Radio X.
You listen to Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart, and I can tell you about a very special birthday next year. Mr. David Grohl is 50 years young next year. It's mad, isn't it, to get to that? 50 years young next year. Unbelievable. And he's in the news again because he has been spotted and what looks like he's working on a documentary about his life. Now, the reason we know about this is because of a very loose-lipped head teacher. Couldn't avoid talking about it. So the story goes, he was spotted in Virginia at the school where he grew up. And I think his mum also taught at the same school. Anyway, the man is called Tim Thomas. He's the principal of Annandale High School. And that is where David Grohl learned about serious stuff. Not about music, but the serious stuff. Anyway, the tweet went along these lines. He said, went outside to investigate a film crew on campus, only to discover that it was Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. He went to AHS, and whose mother was an English teacher at AHS. What a treat. Go Adams! So American, isn't it? Well, Tim, you've let the cat out of the bag. But he's not the only one, because another fan as well had spotted him on a flight on his way back from Virginia to Los Angeles. This chap's called Mike Murphy, and this is a great little tweet as well. He said, just got on a plane to LAX. Guy with a gentle Zen vibe quietly sits in the seat next to me. Seems very nice. I'm happy, clearly not a chatterbox with braying opinions about politics or cable TV shows. This will be a nice quiet flight. I take a second look. Holy crap, it's Dave Grohl. So it sounds like this is definitely happening. He's been back filming at his old high school, and I'd imagine, an educated guess, it's got something to do with the half century. Well, in advance, happy birthday, Dave Grohl.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Blow Blossom's cover of Wonderful Christmas Time, which of course is a Sir Paul McCartney song. And I can't miss the chance to talk about Friday night. I went to the Hydro in Glasgow with my mum and dad to see Sir Paul McCartney. And it was a real treat for them because the first time they saw him was 1973 with Wings in Edinburgh. What an amazing set. He played that song, of course he did, as some snow fell from, pretend snow, fell from the ceiling. It was absolutely brilliant. Been lucky to see him in LA, Germany, I've seen him in London, I've seen him in Glastonbury. But that show in Glasgow on Friday was incredible. You got everything you can imagine. Early Beatles, even a bit of Quarrymen. There was some new stuff from Egypt Station, a bit of Band on the Run from Wings, and all the massive Beatle hits you could hope for. 76 years old, 3 hours, 39 songs, Broke the Curfew, Live and Let Die, Pyrotechnics, the whole works. Absolutely mind-blowing stuff from Sir Paul McCartney, and he played the O2 in London last night as well, and apparently it was just as good. So good on Blossoms for paying tribute to Macca by covering that brilliant Christmas song. Radio X.